Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Laura Della Corte, and we are here today with Eduardo Williams for the film El Auge del Humano Tres. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, my first question is, you know, your filmography is known to be for its international scope and with films shot in various locations of the world. What draws you to explore such diverse settings and culture in your work, actually, and how did you choose the specific place that you put in your last film? I had a hard work to find them all over the places, because when they talk about one place, I was like on Google Maps trying to find out where they were.
Yes, in my films, I'm interested in relating different countries that I don't see related so often. In the last film, it was Argentina, Mozambique, and the Philippines. In this one, it is Sri Lanka, Peru, and Taiwan. So that's one idea. And the other, also, for me, I try to take my ideas to places that I don't know so much or where I haven't been before, because I want to make a film that's not only about my ideas, but about how they are taken by other people in different ways, in different contexts, in different situations. And this helps me to do that. And for this film, I chose Sri Lanka because I went before for a short time and I saw a neighborhood with these spherical houses that are constructed after a tsunami there. So I thought it was a very intriguing and mysterious place for me, but of course for the people that live there, it's just their normal place. So I really like these places that have this double way of being seen, let's say. And in Peru, I went to Iquitos, that's a city near the Amazon. I chose to go there because there's a neighborhood called Belén where more or less half of the year it's flooded and half of the year is not. And I was looking for a place that where people live over the water. And there are places in the world, but this was one. And Taiwan, it was the proposal of a producer, and then I went around and I thought it was interesting. And mainly I was intrigued. I'm always intrigued by what this combination will bring. You know, when I'm thinking a film, I'm not doing a film so much about things I am sure about, but as things that I'm intrigued of what will happen.
So you will see, like, at the end, like a painting. You do your thing with your colors, and then you decide in which order they are communicating together, right? You know, I know it's a question that they always ask to you, but I have to do it. So you're using like the 360 degree camera in this work, and is like, you know, a technology that we use always for the VR technology, VR cinema. And so can you explain why did you use that, and in what ways it helped you to, you know, create this kind of narrative that you show us?
Yeah, in general, in all my films, I'm interested in trying different cameras. Sometimes it's like new technologies, let's say like this, but I also use film. I like to use a lot of different ones and see what they bring to the film, not only like the texture of the image, but also how we work with them. It's not the same to work with a huge camera than with a small one, or with a film that we have very less repetitions, less takes to do. All this, and this camera, the main reason I chose it was because I was interested in framing in post-production. So I knew I didn't want to do a VR film, but what I wanted to do, and I did, was I saw the images afterwards using the VR headset, and I recorded my movement. So the framing of the film that you see in the cinema is how I moved while watching the images in the VR system, let's say. So I think I did this before for a short film that was like a poem and a very different type of film. So I was interested in doing in a feature film. And also I think it's very different to think the framing of a film while you are shooting with your body than think it afterwards and with your head. So it's totally different what you want to see, how you are observing the situations. And I think for me, how do we observe the others is very important. It's something that's very important in cinema and in my films. So I thought this was like a technical way of getting to a different way of observation. But of course, when I do the film, I'm not expecting the spectators to know anything about technique or these systems. My idea is to do it for people that maybe don't have any idea of what a 360 camera is and just wonder what this type of image will make them think about. And also, I think using the camera, I discovered this. It produced a lot of different types of images that I think are in our normal life, like for example Google Maps or video games or security cameras by the type of movement. And I also really like that sometimes it gives you a sensation of like very machine, like a robot, but sometimes it's very human because it's taken by a person, so you see, like you feel the person walking. And I really like this mixture between robot, machine, that I think it's something very common nowadays, right? Because we are always using our cell phones and our computers, and all the characters in the films do that. So I think it's something that is like part of our normal life, but in the film we are like putting it more in evidence by using this camera. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. And actually the fact about the video games is, you know, the one that I noticed the most, actually. And, you know, since you said that, how do you find, you know, when you decide to use a specific technique or just, you know, trying to use different kind of ways to shoot the movie, is there a balance with your artistic view already, you know, like you were saying before, and the fact that you want to use like a new technology or something else? And when you decided, you know, like you said that the one you shoot in Taiwan is something that it was proposed by a producer, but when you arrived there and you talk with the people, I mean, what was the main scene when you decide to shoot someone and you say that something to them, or it's just like, you know, I'm shooting, you do your thing and that's it?
First part of the question was what?
Your artistic balance.
Between the technique, yeah. Maybe, and my ideas. Yes. Because for me, it's always like this, like I choose a camera, but then maybe before choosing it, I don't know exactly everything about the camera. As I told you, I choose it for one reason, the framing, but then each camera gives you different possibilities and different limitations. You can do some things and you cannot. So for me, it's always a dialogue of having an idea, seeing how can I do it, and then like the camera tells, sort of responds me, you know, this I can do, this I cannot. So then my idea changes and I give it back to the object, and then it's a dialogue between the object and me and how we use it. And it's the same thing, it happens also with the humans and not only the objects, but it's like a dialogue between I have this idea and then I propose it, but I never like, it's never like a proposal that is so strict. It's always, I try to be clear that it's important that they take it in the way they want or they can. So it always changes a little bit. And then when I see how they take my ideas, I rethink my next ideas. And so it's a permanent dialogue between what I propose and how the people take it. Yeah, so when I had this proposal of this producer to go to Taiwan, I was more or less nearby in the world, so I went just for a short trip to be there and see what happened and see how my head reacted to there. And I discovered this station. And again, it was for me, I don't know, it has these like stools or places to sit down that are in the form of a fruit. I don't know, some details that I realized that, of course, if you are from there, are totally normal, but for me were very like fantastic in some way. So I really like this type of places. So when I discovered this one, I think that was the main location I knew I wanted from before. And then I knew I needed the film to end like in the mountain, high in the mountains. So I know in Taiwan there is a lot of culture of like trekking in the mountains. So I started looking and asking to friends, and some friend suggested this specific place that's called Jiaming Lake. That means like tear of an angel, because it has this small lake in the heights. But then usually, like I told you, there's maybe only one small thing I know from the place, and then for me it's important to go there and discover what can I do and what I can't do, a little bit like with the camera, while I'm there and while I meet different people. Also, I think when I think the film, Sometimes I don't even know where I am going to go. Sometimes I know, but it's not places that I know. So what I write is very general and not very specific to one place. But then the interesting work happens when I'm there and I realize what can I do there. Of course, everything changes a lot. You know, maybe an idea I had, I think here I can do this, or I propose it to the people I meet and I see they react in a way that they don't feel very comfortable with that. So we look for another idea. But for me, there's also an interesting relation between the virtual and the physical here, because when in my normal life, I'm a lot like in the virtual world, using the computer and everything. So sort of discover the world or think my ideas in this virtual space of the internet and everything. That's very normal nowadays. But when I travel to each place, I try not to have a lot of information and to discover the place with my body and with my physical presence. So I try not to have so many ideas of what Taiwan is or what this city in Peru is. Of course, I know more or less things, but I discovered it by meeting people and talking with them and receiving their information and taking it, you know. So it's very physical, I think. And I like this like combination of a very virtual moment and a very physical one. And then the film is like in between.
Yeah, and at the scene at the lake, I remember you make one of them levitating or like flying, and I was curious about that thing because it made me look for like in Wikipedia if there were people really levitating, you know, around these places, like you know, like we have in the Middle Ages the saints or things like that. That you know is said to be, you know, having this magical power or something like that. So why did you choose to do there? And actually, because it's strange, the name of the lake too, yeah. The Tear of an Angel.
Yeah, I mean, this image first came from my dreams. I have a lot of dreams where I levitate.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think it's very nice because in the dreams it's very easy to do it. And I think in the dreams, I can't believe I'm not doing this all the time. If it's so easy, why I'm not doing it? Like, look, and it's so fun, blah, blah, blah. So first of all, it came from that, from a very, like, easy idea of levitating. And then in the film, I found its place also in the end, because I think in the film there is a lot of, for me, the organization of the film is this thing of wanting to transform or change your life and not knowing very well how to do it. And I was thinking, how can we get far from our reality through imagination in some way? And I think this levitating moment was a way of like getting very far from what is normal for us. So that's why it's in the end of the film also. And a funny thing is that when we were shooting there, the guys from Taiwan showed me all these stories about aliens being seen there.
A lot of stories about them.
Ah, really?
Oh, wow. Amazed.
It was very funny. They told me, like, in the news and everything, and there were, like, pictures of the aliens supposedly, like, very far, and I don't know if they were levitating or not, but I really like this. It was by chance, but I thought it was interesting.
And well, I have two more questions. One is, you know, the fact that you won the Pardo d'Oro in 2016, and how that, I mean, recognition prize has changed, you know, the way of making film for you is. If it helps you to, you know, going around the world and having like some kind of more to be secure, you know, what you are talking to the people. And if when you see the audiences, even that time and right now, if you feel that they are receiving what you're showing them.
So, yeah, it was very important for me to get that award. In a very practical way, but also important, is that award comes with money. And it's always not very easy to earn money doing this type of films. So for me, it was very important. I mean, when I came here, I had 15 euros in my account and I had a lot of debts. So it was a big relief. And sometimes you think maybe that is a minor thing, but it's very important to like feel now I can still keep on working a little bit more relaxed and not always stressed about that. So that was one part. And then, of course, it gave me some confidence in some way, because it's good to receive that sign of like, you know, these people saw all these films and discussed about them and decided that at least for them it was the best one. So it's a big thing for me, and it was my first feature film, so it was confident for me. And also I think, especially being this type of films that are very particular, it gives some confidence to other people that want to show it. Sometimes maybe they like it, but they don't know, I don't know how it will be received or anything. And I think this gives a push to the film. So I think that was super useful. And if I find, yeah, of course, I mean, I do my film for everyone, but not everyone will like it, and it's fine. I'm not trying to be liked by everyone, but I do it for everyone, that's for sure. So yeah, you always find, and what I like is sometimes I get some comments for some people about this type of films, and they think that they are only for cinephiles, you know, or only for people that are used to see a lot of cinema or a certain age. And going around and going to many places to show it, luckily I found a lot of diversity, much more than was expected, of who could like it. You know, there's ages, it's very wide, you know, it could be very young or very old or in the middle. It could be people in many places, people that tell me, I don't see much cinema, but I liked your film. So I think it's more diverse than what we think. But then, of course, I think it's more a matter of sensibility. Of course, it's normal. Not everyone is interested or touched by everything. And I think that's fine and that's good. You know, also, I don't like many films, and that's good. It doesn't mean they're good or bad. Yeah.
And my last question is about Parsi, the movie. Can you tell, you know, something about, you know, behind the scenes or something that just comes to your mind right now?
About Parsi? What could I tell you? Many things, but what do you want to know? I don't know. Behind the scenes?
Yeah, something behind the scenes.
I don't know. First thing is that was very important and useful to make this film. That's not behind the scenes, but it's the first thing I think, you know, like, this is the first time I tried this system of the VR, and that was great. And behind the scenes, I don't know, it was long ago, in 2017, I shot, so 5 years ago. I don't know, what could I tell you, an anecdote, or let me think. It was, my memories also, when time passes, I only remember the good things, you know, not because there was very bad things, but the difficult things I tend to forget, and I just get like the love and the nostalgia for the moment, you know, but it was great. For me, the big question was how this poem that is very Argentinian will combine with what I can shoot in Bissau. No, that is the capital of Guinea-Bissau. So that was my main question, and I really liked the combination in the end. And then, I don't know, I really like, now that I'm still in contact with some of the actresses, and I don't know, to see how their life went on. That is a nice thing I like about the film. And then, I don't know, going to Guinea-Bissau was amazing. I mean, every time I go to a new place, I love it, and I have great memories of each place. The only problem is I'm so curious to going to new places that I never go to the same. But also I want to go back and meet the people again and see the place. There's always, I don't know, I have great memories of being in Bissau. That may be a good memory of the film.
Thank you so much. You've been very kind. Fred from Radio, Laura Della Corte. We've been with Eduardo Williams for El Audio del Humano Tres. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.